My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about why you shouldn't copy billion-dollar companies. So a couple episodes ago, we actually talked about why you should, well, how you can ethically steal slash copy, for example. So what is the argument for avoiding billion-dollar companies, Neil?
A lot of the things that these billion-dollar companies do don't make sense. For example, even if you look at the smaller multi-billion-dollar companies, like not the Microsofts and the Googles, because of course they're really out of reach, but you look at like the Slacks of the world who have a really high valuation. Maybe their revenue doesn't make them like a multi-billion dollar company, but their growth rate and their valuations make them like worth four or five or whatever billion dollars. You look at a Slack, they used to have a TV commercial. Their TV commercial was tons of animals within offices, the animals being humans, but they made them look like a lion or a giraffe or whatever. And they would just communicate with each other using the application being Slack. Most people who watched that TV commercial that I talked to had no clue what Slack was after watching that TV commercial, because they're just like, it's people texting each other. Are they messaging each other? Is it like they put a design on the screen to show that people within an office are messaging? They're like, is this a Skype? People didn't get it. And what others learned, because I know a few people are trying to copy them, be like, oh, this is so cool and creative, I'm going to copy this for my business. And I'm like, hey, if you're in marketing and you want to do well, you got to look at the basics. Good messaging, good story. If people don't understand what you're doing, it doesn't matter how sexy your campaign is, it's not going to do well for you. You can't just be like Nike and put your products, or like, what's those shoes called by that rapper, Kanye West?
Yeezys?
Yeezys. You can't just take like, or Beats by Dre, you can't just take your products, like these consumer-based businesses, and put them with celebrities and be like, that's all I have to do, people will buy it. Those products are really simple and easy to market. Yours is probably not that easy. So you can't just have a cool creative design and like some cool, you know, message and not really go into your product or service and explain the pain points and answer objections and expect your marketing campaigns to help you grow.
Right. And I'll give you another example. I mean, there's a show I watch on Amazon. I think it's actually over now, but it's called The Man in the High Castle. And then it's a really good show, by the way. It's where the Nazis and the Japs, the Axis powers, actually win World War II. And it's its alternate universe. Check it out if you have Amazon Prime. Anyway, so the thing, what they did was to kind of do a marketing stunt or campaign for their new show coming out, was they put Nazi flags in subways. Then that was their campaign. Imagine in New York, you walk in, there's like Nazi flags plastered around around the seats, by the way.
And who what company owns this show?
Amazon.
I'm like, no one's gonna get that. They're gonna be like, what the heck?
Now, why are there a bunch of Nazi flags? Not only that, there's a bunch of Japanese, the rising sun, the imperial flags as well. So people that are like, they might be still sensitive to, you know, the Second World War. Like, what is going on here? Like, what is this Man in the High Castle? It's not good. People are more just like, I don't get what this is, right? Same thing with Slack. They don't have that kind of recognition yet where it's like, oh, immediately, like, it's like Nike, for example, or Adidas or whatever, right? It's not to that level. So you got to think about that. By the way, that ad looked really expensive. Like, probably cost seven figures to do. So you got to be smart with how you go about your branding and actually think through what the repercussions might be long term.
Yeah, and of course, Amazon can do an ad with just a box that has a Prime logo within the United States. And yes, it would bring awareness and it would work for them because they're Amazon. But doing things like what Slack did or that TV show with the Nazi symbols, like that kind of stuff doesn't work. One, you should be sensitive of people, but two, whatever you're doing, if something's not well known yet, like mass consumer, like a Nike, you need to make sure that you have the correct messaging and branding in place. So people are like, okay, cool. I understand what this product is. I see the logo. I can relate to it. Next time I see it, like, I will know that this product is related towards this subject matter, this solution. And ideally, not only do you want the messaging right, have good branding in there, but you also want to answer objections in whatever marketing material that you're doing. Because without answering objections, you're not going to convert people from being those visitors into customers.
Yeah. And by the way, to that point, maybe we should do another episode on objections, because that's so important, handling objections, because that's going to help you close deals faster. But we can talk about that later. So that is it for today. But before we go to singlegrain.com/giveaway to get access to our marketing goodies that will grow your business. And we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.